Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim is an executive advisor. He helps people like you and me, CEOs of small businesses, medium, large businesses, put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's an author and a speaker. In fact, his book, Personal Brilliance, is one of my favorites, and he's our good friend, Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, and a talk show host too, right?
Well, we have a podcast that for personal brands where we actually highlight brilliant people, and yeah, so I've learned from the best, you know.
Well, you do a good job. I've been on your podcast, and you do a good job. In fact, I was just telling my folks here yesterday when you were coming on. I said, now wait a minute. Was I on his show last, or was he on my show last? Hey, Jim. One of the things, you know, here we are in the middle of football season. I say in the middle, at the end, I guess. I should say middle of championship season, I guess is the way to say it. We're between the national college championship team and the national professional football championship team. Next Sunday, we'll know what's going on with the pros. Everybody gets excited about who's the champion, who's number one. But I think most small business owners would like their team to be number one, don't you think?
Well, exactly. I mean, we talk about championship team, and the first thing that comes to mind is sports, obviously. But the question is, have you ever experienced in a business setting a championship team? It's really pretty rare. I've had the good fortune to have been on a championship team, a dynasty that went 5, 6, 7 years of really playing at an extremely high performance level. And there's no better feeling than that. I think that's what we get excited about when we watch the team hoist that Super Bowl trophy, you know? It's that feeling of accomplishment. And can you create that in a work environment? It was interesting. I was with one of my executive clients, and she was struggling a bit, you know, in our conversation and talking about developing people in her team and all that. And I stopped her with this question. I said, do you want a championship team? And
wow.
It just really stopped her for a second.
I bet it did.
Well, you know, and you think everybody would say, well, of course you do, right? That's not necessarily true. And she said, well, yes. Well, yes, I guess I do.
I guess.
And then the light bulb hit her, and she said, Jim, knowing that answers a lot of my questions, doesn't it?
You know, Jim, when I see people winning the championship, when I see somebody winning a golf tournament, when I see anybody doing anything that is the top of whatever game, whatever profession they're in, whatever it may be, you know what I think of when I see that? I think of the word excellence.
Mm-hmm.
I think of what that person, what that group of people must have done to make that happen. The extra effort that they put into it. The professionalism that they tried to achieve, the extra grit that they put into whatever they were doing, and knowing that only their very best, only the top level of excellence could allow them to come out on top. And that's a commitment, isn't it? If you want to go that far, if you want to find that kind of excellence, it's a commitment. It's not just something you talk about. You got to do some stuff.
Oh, it's certainly different from the status quo in the day-to-day. And here's what I'm concerned about, Jim. Have we given up on that being possible? You know, have we settled into this thing I call a false reality that says that, yeah, our team's made up of, you know, different levels of performers that range from those that, you know, maybe every once in a while just show up, and then we got some grunts that show up every day. They're kind of solid, and then we got a star or two, and that's just the way it is. And I think that's a false reality. I don't see why everybody shouldn't be striving for that excellence and have that commitment. Now, we'll still have a strata across our team, you know, of different levels of experience,
right,
et cetera. But the difference is no one's just treading water. That's not acceptable.
Right.
Everybody they're going forward.
They're as good as they can be. You know, I love the old military story that I learned years ago. An average army, a mediocre army with a great plan, can beat a great army with a mediocre plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you don't have to have. I guess what I heard you saying, Jim, was whoever you are, whatever your level of capability is, whatever you have to work with, make sure that that's the best it can be.
Yeah, and that you're going to that next level.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on that journey, you know?
Hold on to that
thought.
We're going to take a quick break when we come back after these messages and talk some more about this. Folks, let's build a championship team in our organizations. When we come back, Jim Cantarucci is going to help us do that. We're going to talk some more about your championship team right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back one of their great songs, Rhiannon, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're spinning platters and small business information here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And, of course, if you want to follow me online, you can find me at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out when you get a chance, and all the other things, see all the other things that we do there, including my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, the blog, my newsletter, archives, articles, Brain Trust members like our good friend Jim Cantarucci, who's with us right now. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jim and I are talking about building a championship team. Jim, you recently put up a blog post and on some ideas about what it takes to build a championship team. You actually have a little list of things to think about. And the first one is making sure, obviously, there when you're trying to put a good team together, Jim, there's no quandary about which comes first, the chicken or the egg. It's the egg, and that's hiring, isn't it?
Well, it is. And this list, I don't know that it's a to-do list as much as when you're building a championship team, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
And really, hiring better then is vital. It becomes natural for you. You spend extra effort on it. You look at the candidate from a lot of different directions. You're thinking long-term. When you're doing hiring, you're not just filling a slot. You're looking for fit. All of that's very important. You know, we don't need another 7'4" center if we've got two. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So finding the right fit and how people link together, but then also do their personalities coincide correctly?
You know, one of the things, Jim, we've done quite a bit of work on here on the show with our personality experts is how big a deal that is.
Mm-hmm.
The personality thing, and it's not just oh, I like her because she's got a nice personality or she has a fun personality or whatever. I mean, personality is a science, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that's not to say, if you haven't gotten into this, it's not to say that everybody has to be the same. You want an army of robots,
right?
It's finding that blend.
Well, in fact, you don't want that. In fact, and especially, this is one of the things I think a lot of people make. Jim, I'd like for you to speak to this. Make sure you don't hire a bunch of people like you.
Oh, absolutely. That's probably the biggest mistake that small business owners make, because, one, you're going to judge that person differently. You're going to use your criteria to judge them, and that's just plain not fair.
Right.
And then, two, you're going to end up with a situation where you're multiplying your blind sides, and you don't want to do that.
Say that again.
You would be multiplying your blind sides.
Folks, that's going to be on the test. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm sorry?
I'm telling the audience, that's going to be on the test. And so, folks, if you wonder whether what Jim just said is important, imagine a room full of Jim Blassingames. that's scary, isn't it?
It is.
You don't want that in your business either. All right, what's next, Jim?
Well, I think tolerance of inconsistent behavior is reduced. And that's not just the boss smacking somebody's hand if they do the wrong thing. That's literally the entire team creating a culture of acceptance of behavior that's correct.
Isn't that the wellspring of seeking excellence?
Well, it certainly is. if we're moving in a direction towards a target, and you do something that's opposite of that, or that will make that more difficult, then it's my duty to bring you in line, and I don't have to rank higher than you in the organization in order to be able to do that.
Right.
Because
right.
we've decided that we're going there together. We've made that
right.
commitment, and it's okay for us to go back and forth like that.
Now, the next one is removing deadwood. It's necessary to remove deadwood. And a lot of people might be thinking, Jim, right now, well, duh, we've already done that because every company out there has cut whatever they had to cut. But just because you laid off people doesn't mean that you got all the deadwood. Maybe you laid off somebody you shouldn't have, right, Jim?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. How did you do that? When you were doing that, it was in the highest emotional state that you could possibly be. I'm pretty sure that you didn't do it really well. it's just natural that would be the case.
Right.
So, there's nothing worse to tarnish a leader's perception by their people than to let deadwood sit and ignore it. I'll just lose respect for that leader because I know that this guy sitting next to me isn't pulling their weight, and my leader is allowing that to happen.
That's one bad decision that could ripple really ugly stuff through the system, through the
it
whole
lasts
organization.
A long time. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, people, if there's one thing that employees have a very sensitive antenna about, it's slackers, people who aren't pulling their weight. I mean, they may not know much about anything else, but they know when that happens, don't they?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's so obvious to everybody. Unfortunately, sometimes, except the leader.
Right.
So you have to be very careful.
That's
with that.
You know what? I've seen that so many times, and I've seen it in huge organizations. And, literally, the people walk around the organization shaking their head. They do more shaking their head about why that guy hasn't been fired
right.
than they do actually thinking about their work. It's amazing.
Right.
It's toxic, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it just permeates. And
right.
it does last a very, very long time. It's hard to get over.
All right, what's next?
Well, people development becomes a natural priority, of course. In my championship team that I spoke of a while back, we didn't have a training department, but we were a learning organization. We figured out what we needed to learn and how we were going to teach each other what we needed to know and bring the less experienced person along. And we developed materials and created classes, and we did what we needed to do and put people in an experiential situation so that they learned. That was natural and normal and expected.
Right.
And again, we didn't have that formal training and development type situation. In a championship team, that's natural.
Yeah.
You're
going to,
in spite of whatever barriers there are, you're going to get mm-hmm. the learning done.
Jim, give us your website quickly.
Sure. ELCircle.com. ELCircle.com.
All right. Check that out, folks.
We're going to
kind of take a quick break right after these messages. We're back with more to come. Jim's going to give us some more ideas on how to build your championship team. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want this. I promise you, going into the future, things are going to be going to be plenty of challenges coming at us. Got to make sure our organization is hitting on all cylinders. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Jim Cantarucci is our guest and our good friend, and we're talking about building a championship team. Jim, I want you to give us the website again. Please tell us how we can find you.
Yes, it's for Emerging Leadership Circle. It's elcircle.com.
elcircle.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, obviously, we've got a blog, and we talk about leadership an awful lot and a lot of tools from that direction. But as we've talked about on previous shows, we offer a membership level that allows you to access top video-based leadership training for emerging leaders on a regular basis. And I interview CEOs, all of my content's there, and I've got many experts that are in the boardrooms with executive teams testing their material, and it passes. And then it comes here, and it's available to you on an easy
access. What a great resource. And that's elcircle.com. And the book is there, too, right? We can find out more personal brilliance there.
Sure, exactly. And in fact, there's a 14-day free trial for Emerging Leadership Circle. So don't be afraid to come check it out.
Folks, go take advantage of that free trial. And whatever Jim does, as you know, and as you can tell, whatever Jim does is top shelf. So we're talking, Jim, thank you for that, by the way. We're talking about how to build a championship team, and we we talked about hiring. We talked about not having a tolerance for inconsistency, seeking excellence. We talked about getting rid of the people who aren't performing because they're toxic for the organization. You talked about developing people. You got to bring them along. You got to help them be more professional. You got to show them how to seek excellence. What's next?
Well, a championship situation, you know, going, you know, winning all the time, it's fun, isn't it? I mean, that's what we want.
Winning is fun.
But at the same time, there's a rigorous, exacting standard, and it's expected and valued at all the levels. Everybody likes to be measured. They like to be tested. It permeates the organization that we're performing. And if we're performing, we want to keep score. And that's valued, and that keeps people moving. So that's a very important piece of the puzzle.
Right.
And you don't do that in a beat you with a stick kind of a way. It really enhances, actually, the fun part of the process.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I was just thinking, Jim, as we're talking about this, you know, in sports, you push really hard, you push through the pain, and then you get to the finish line. But if you don't love what you do, you're not going to want to go through that.
Right.
And so along the way, you got to make sure that all this stuff we've been talking about is something that people can enjoy doing, because you're only at the finish line. You're only on the champion's podium a few seconds. There are hours, days, maybe years that go into getting there. If you can't have some kind of joy, some kind of happiness, some kind of enjoyment for getting there, then you're not going to want that little few seconds on the podium, I don't think. What do you think?
Well, and that's why my question for the executive wasn't as dumb a question as it sounded.
Yeah.
Do you really want a championship?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is hard stuff. There's no doubt about it. And it takes special people to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the reason why I say find a way, as hard as your work may be, find a way to have fun with it. What do you think, Jim?
I don't disagree at all. People always ask me, you know, how do you do so much? How do you, you know, you're all over the place, et cetera. How do you work so hard? And it's really a hard question to answer,
yeah.
Isn't it? I mean,
well, my mother told me the answer. She said, "If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life."
It's exactly right. And if you love it, even the mechanical, mundane, horrible parts, you know, it's all part of the bigger piece, and it works for you.
And the leader, if you're the captain of the team, if you're the coach of this of your team, then you've got to demonstrate that. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that follows gravity, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. It's almost a vortex that you're trying to create.
Yeah.
That pulls things along.
Jim, I got one minute left. Last thought.
Well, I think communication is less forced in what we're doing, and most importantly, in all of what we're talking about, opportunities increase because now everybody on the team are seeking and exploiting those opportunities. And that's what we're looking for, especially for small business owners, to multiply and expand exponentially what our capabilities are.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question. Folks, if you want to quantum leap where you are right now, meaning you don't go from 1 to 2, you go from 1 to 3. If you want to quantum leap a whole step of success, seek excellence by following the program that Jim outlined for us, and you can go back and listen to it here on my website over and over again. Check it out on his website. That's give it to us again, Jim.
ElCircle.com. ElCircle.
And don't forget to take that 14-day free trial, folks. You'll like that, I think. And the book is called Personal Brilliance. Jim, thank you so much for being here. Good job today.
It's always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Until then, let me remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.